I'm sitting there and I'm trying to get on the, lay on the ground, just get the perfect view of this deer. Binoculars wasn't stout enough, so I went and got a gun with a powerful scope. And I'm sitting there and trying to see this deer. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, that's what the devil tries to do. He's going to see us out there in the field. We're doing our own thing. Yes. And the devil's over there, and he's got his eyes upon us, and he's sitting there watching us. He's seeking who he may destroy. And that's, I am a predator, and they are my prey. They eat my corn. So, but that's what the devil tries to do to us. And we're out there doing what we're doing, but the devil's always got his eye on us. So we've always got to keep that relationship with God and keep coming to the house of God to keep getting renewed and re-strengthened. So we do have a few announcements tonight. The care group luncheon's October the 31st is Sister Nell Fleming, and Trunk or Treat is this coming Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30. You can contact Brother and Sister Rhodes for more information in the Family Center. The monthly mission pledge is October the 31st. And Branson, we will leave next Thursday, November the 4th at 6 a.m. So that's always an exciting time. If you want to stand and worship the Lord as they get ready to sing.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh yes, anointing fall on me. Let the power fall on me, anointing, fall on me, anointing, fall on me. Is that your prayer? Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost on me, anointing, fall on me, like a rushing mighty wind, move us, like a river of joy, flow through us, and like a hot burning rushing mighty wind, move us like a river of joy, flow through us, and like a hot burning fire, consume us, Lord. Touch us and make us like you. One more time, like a rushing mighty wind, God, move. And like a river of joy flow through us, and like a hot burning fire consume us, Lord. Touch us and make us like you.
Lengthy prayer list I'd like to read off. We definitely need to keep Sister Leah Faust in our prayers with the passing of her husband Frankie. The prayers of this church really help. We've all been through things, and you know, we can feel the prayers of our brothers and our sisters. They lift us up. And so let's definitely keep her in our prayers. Bernice Smith, She has congestive heart failure. Carl Pinson, he's not eating or drinking much, and he's having a hard time breathing. Butch and Sonia McKnight. Donald Crawford, he's in Longview for COVID treatment. Sister Ellen Weaver is in Longview for COVID treatment. Sister Jessie Bolton, brother and sister Dickie, both need a touch of God tonight. Joyce Watts, Cynthia Coombs, that's Sister Ashley Cunningham's mom. Let's continue to pray for Jimbo Thompson. He still needs a healing in his body. Andrea Sinamana, W.A. Faust, Carol Hausch, Paul Schoenberger, Brother Bob Bolton, Billy and Jeremy Trinata, Sister Billy Bolton, Brother and Sister Alton Bristow, Brittany Wise, Aubrey Grace, Aubrey and Grace Bates, Lydia Paul, Kenny and Georgia McCool, Vicky Sugg, Brother and Sister Proctor, Charles Fleming, Jeff Gibson, Sister Lois Weems. We need to keep praying for the nation of Israel, all of our leaders, economical, political, social, our area pastors, and our pastor. I believe it's been 4 funerals in 4 weeks, and that weighs heavy because he goes through the same hurts that we go through. And we need to keep our pastor and his family lifted up going through this time. So if you want to stand, if you have a need in your body, anoint you with oil tonight if you have a special need in your life. Father, we're thankful. This day, God, I just pray that you would touch Sister Leah Faust tonight. God, I pray that you would give her strength.
You heard every need, and you know
that
it's unspoken. God, you have the best answer to all of our prayer requests.
Lord, I pray for Brother Bob and Sister Jessie tonight. God,
Jesus, you are able, God, I bless your name. Beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, a Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Now and forever. powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of my Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. Situations change when I call on the name of my Jesus. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Do you believe that tonight? Nothing stays the same when we speak that name. Even if it's not the answers we want, nothing stays the same when we call on His name. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
To attack you, or how tough you think the world gets upon you, you call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible says at the mention of His name, the demons have to flee. And I just call upon that name every time, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And those demons have to flee. It don't say they might flee, it says they have to. That's what I love about that name. That name is powerful. We're going to take up our Wednesday night offering tonight. If the ushers get ready to come, take up the offering, we can continue to think about the name of Jesus. Like I said, it's the devil, he tries to attack me in all kinds of ways, and I just start calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we're thankful for this day, thankful for this time of opportunity to give back to You everything that You blessed us with. Lord, we just pray that You would bless this offering. We pray that You would bless those that have to give and those do not. We pray that You would bless it to further Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. Yes, it does. It flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood that my Jesus, He shed just for me. Way, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It will never lose. I said it will never. That it will never lose. It will never lose its power. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it soothes my doubts, and it calms all of my fears. Tries all of my tears, all the blood that gives me strength from day to day. I know it will never lose its power. I said, it soothes my doubts and it calms all of my fears. And that same blood, it dries all of my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. I know it will never lose. I said it will never.
I wish you'd look at somebody and just tell them, God's on your side. That's not a shallow statement. That is a reality. He proved it a long time ago. As you're seated, what a joy it is to have hope. The Bible said we're saved by hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. Word shame or shame, ashamed means lacking, naked, incomplete. Hope maketh not ashamed. And that hope that we have in the resurrection, that hope that we have in being born again, that hope that we have that hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hope is one of the most fabulous spirits that you could have. The word says, hopeth thou not, O my soul? Well, why would you not hope with an empty tomb? Why would you not hope with one more breath? Why would you not hope with having already overcome what the devil meant for evil, but God meant for good? How many have already found that God's turned your night into light? He's turned your misery into mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He is the mighty light. We call him the mighty God, but he's the mighty light. He is the light that lighteth up the heart. He's the light that lighteth up the mind. He's the light that lighteth up the way. He is the everlasting light. There's no putting him out. We can hide his word in our heart, and it illuminates any vagrant part of our life. What a God. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And one of the things is that God's given us Brother Micah. And guess what? I'm not tied to a wire tonight. That's it. Give him and his family a big hand clap. They surrender him a lot. And so you be sure and give her a big hand clap when you get home and just tell her, so that's from the church. All right. Somebody say mind over matter. How many of you have ever found that to be a need? There's a lot of matters in life. There's a lot of things that happen in life that become matter. And so it is that we need a mind bigger than matter. So what happens a lot of times, parents use that. Well, that's just your mind over matter. I watch people and they say, well, that's a matter of mind over matter. And, man, if you'd have ever been back in the Model A day and the Model T day and somebody told you you'd be driving cars like we got, they'd say, man, you got a mind that's messed up with matter. Because it was unthinkable to be able to ride down the road in a car comfortable as your bedroom or your living room. Then if they'd have told you you'd be able to, hello, where's the wire? Somebody had mind over matter. And I refuse to believe people that live in the dark can come up with more light than the people that walk in the light, that people that serve the light. We are children of the light. So, am I hooked up? Oh, it's not working. Sir? Have I got the, oh, tongues of bar. All right, somebody say mind over matter. I encourage you to read the book of Philippians, not tonight while I'm trying to preach. short book and it'd be very inviting. But I encourage you to read the book of Philippians. Very simple, very powerful. Obviously, the Apostle Paul has run into some complication with some of his little buddies down in Philippi. So the letter was written to the church at Philippi to let them know I'm hearing some things coming out of Philippi that make me want to get my pen and paper out, make me want to stir up my prayer life, because you guys matter. And I got to get some mind stuff from the mind of God to help your minds. How many of you have ever had a bad thought? Wasn't it a welcome thing to get a good one right on top of it? I don't know about you, but I've had a bad thought before that I thought I was broke. Reached somewhere in a shirt pocket or a pants pocket and found a $10 bill. Come on. Or y'all sent me a pastor's appreciation day and thank you for that. But I'm trying to tell you that he's a meeter of all needs. Power for us and in us is greater than the task before us. No weapon formed against the church can prosper. I said the power behind us and for us is greater than the task before us. I'm going to negotiate tomorrow because he helped me to have mind over matter yesterday. And I climbed up some steps. And I climbed up by faith. And I said, oh, Lamb of God, give me the stairway to heaven. I want to know more. I want to understand more. I want to live more. I want to invite more. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him like he deserves it. He is worthy of double honor. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to make a touchdown. Some of you are going to make a home run hit this week. Somebody's going to knock it over the wall. Somebody's going to hit the right target, and the deer is going to fall or the fish is going to jump out. I'm here to tell you the great fisherman is on target. He is looking down here, and he's got a lure out and said, whosoever will, let him bite. Eat of the tree of life. Thou shalt live, but eat of the wrong tree, and thou shalt be removed from the garden. I don't know how more simple we can make it. Ingest the carnality of the world, or ingest the spirituality of the Word. There's just one little L that makes a difference in the Word and the world. But I'm here to tell you, we're closer to the Word than we are the world, because you got one less syllable. I feel like traveling on. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you, I believe in this God. I believe he's coming back for a people who have made themselves ready. Nobody can make us dress right. Nobody can get our minds right. But we can get our minds right through obedience and the study of the Word of God. There is nothing shall be impossible, and all things shall be possible. And nothing shall be dark. It shall be light in the evening time. Ladies and gentlemen, getting the Holy Ghost wasn't to become Pentecostal. It was to become powerful and glorious and majestic and overcoming and changing. He is an ever-present help. Your need is not going to bankrupt him. Good, right. And I've been working a month to get this together. Minds or carnal minds do not know how to deal with Holy Ghost. old things are passed away. And all things have become new because I have been invited to eat from the master's table. I have been invited to challenge hell with heaven. And heavenly light is always greater than hell's darkest day. I'm here to tell you that the light shines into the darkness, and God became man full of light. You. I wish you'd point at your neighbor and say, you. Say, I think he's preaching to you. I promise you, I don't come to preach to people that are not here. If you get the idea ever that I'm preaching to you, you're right. I've been praying for you. I've been asking God to give me help for you. I've been asking God to satisfy you. I've been asking God to give you peace. You, peace. You, glory. You, victory. You. I'm not here to preach to people that are not here, that don't want to hear. I am here to preach to whosoever will. And you did the will. And God's going to do the word. And God's going to satisfy the soul. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according that what? The power that worketh in us. Somebody say, I'm reaching, God. I'm a hungry man, God. I've got my mouth wide open spiritually, God. You don't have to satisfy my palate, satisfy my need. I like the taste of banana pudding. I like the taste of chocolate pudding. I like the taste of strawberry pie. But I will eat whatever you set the table with because you know my need and you understand the vitality that's in the Word. You understand the revelation that's according to the word. You understand the victory that's according to the word. Feed me, Lord Jesus. Feed me, Lord Jesus. Don't let me walk out of here empty-handed. Don't let me walk out of here empty-headed. Let me go out headed into the vineyard, into the glories, into the power structure. Oh, I wish somebody stand up and praise him like he deserves it. You're not praising me. It's praising to him. He's looking in on this. He's got you in mind. He's got your tomorrow in mind tonight. Whew. Glory, glory. Somebody say, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all in what? And in, say it good and loud, one mind. They had heard about a promise. And if you'll go to Jerusalem, I will send the promise of the Father. And if you will worship me and you will praise my name, I will send the promise of the Father. And brother, they were like drunk. Staggering. I hope the Holy Ghost hadn't become Pentecost. Well, I got the Holy Ghost, now I'm Pentecostal. No, no, no. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. You will tread on serpents and scorpions. What's trying to walk on you is going to be under your feet tomorrow. What's been trying to trample your brain down in the dirt and make it act carnal is going to be under your feet tomorrow. You're going to walk on top. He did not make you the tail. He made you the head, not the tail. He made you the victory and not the defeated. He is our God, and if he can't do that, forget heaven. But if he can give you victory tomorrow, guess what? There's dancing room to think. My loved one died in the faith. My husband died in the faith. My wife died in the faith. And I'm going to meet them. I'm going to see them. Woo! Somebody say, the power for me is greater than the thing that I'm facing. That's got to become a actual next breath. next breath, I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he's able. There is no weapon formed against the church that can prosper. Yes, it's a little more difficult to wade through mud. But who cares when you know you're going to get there? If you got a place to clean it up. Who cares if we come a little slack when you know you can get forgiveness for anything? Who cares that yesterday was a bad day and my faith was tested and I failed it? But today, pastor's preaching to me and pastor's showing me a way and the pastor has given to me a God. He can't do it, but he can give me a God that can do it. He can show me a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly. I can't do anything for anybody much except preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And keep it going. Don't matter whether it's dark or whether hell is trying to raise itself up. Be instant in season, out of season. When it looks good, when it don't look good, preach the word, preacher. Preach victory. Preach forgiveness. Preach mercy. Preach grace. Preach love. Preach everything. It's already in the pantry. Nothing missing. Somebody say, look at your neighbor and tell them, say, everybody's reading you. They know what pastor's preaching because they read you. They know what God's doing in your life because they read you. We are living letters read and known of all men. Living letters to your children, to your family, and to your friends. Boy, I tell you what, we had a meal the other day. I'm telling you what, when I realized what was on the menu and when I realized what was going to be nourished in my brain and in my spirit, I couldn't wait for tomorrow because I know how God does food. He turns it into muscle. He turns it into energy. He turns it into breath. He turns it into power. He turns it into life. He can do that with a bean and a piece of potato or pizza. What's wrong with being real and being real hungry and real thirsty and real ambitious? Nobody can make you a potato. But I tell you what they can do. Potatoes can put some starch in you. That's what God wants to do in the church. He wants to feed us till we are starchy. One old boy said, man, I said, I'd rather be starched in iron than ripe and rotten. You are the light. You have become greater than the darkest day in the grave. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus, you didn't become Pentecostal. You had the seed of resurrection put on you. Jesus is the only one that went through that graveyard. And when you take the name of Jesus in water baptism, you are baptized into Christ. You didn't get baptized by Christ. You got baptized into Christ. And in Christ is the resurrection seed. And so guess what, mama? Guess what, daddy? As you teach teach your children about being baptized in Jesus? Brother, you teaching them. Baby, let me tell you something. The reason you're baptized into Jesus is because he is the resurrection. He is the newness of life. He is the glory of life. He is the victory of the grave. He is everlasting. I tell you, I got all that stuff down. Y'all just go ahead and preach till you get around to what I want to hear. What? We're saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, not new words. Renew in me a right spirit, David said. Because I remember a day when my spirit was weak. But there was a lion trying to get one of my neighbors. And I said, well, he hadn't acted like he wanted to go to heaven anyhow. And that sheep had never, he really never has furnished us much wool. And he's never has had many kids. And he's never. The only way the anointing came was the shepherd decided, I'll give my life. Brother, let me tell you something. Facing a lion is no cheap shot. And facing a bear is no cheap shot. And facing the devil in the 2021 is no cheap shot. But you got to decide, I love my neighbor and I love my kids and I will give my life so they can see the God I serve. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. They're going to see a daddy. Let me tell you where the anointing comes from. The anointing comes when you go face the enemy and you're going in your weakness. And God said, when weakness is known, I will make strength perfect in weakness, because I will show you a man that's weak in his body, but he's strong in his spirit. He'll rise up and he'll face off with those bear. He'll face off with the lion, and all of a sudden anointing's going to come and revival's going to come to the Texas and to the Paris, Texas, and to the UBC of Paris, Texas, because we're about to face off with hell, with anointing, with glory, with victory, with a constancy. I am in the Lord. I'm not on my own. He bought me. I'm his. I wish somebody'd stand up and give him the kind of praise he deserves. Even if you've got to give him a sacrificial dance, if you've got to give him a sacrificial shout. I didn't put it on the paper, but the Bible says it. Thank you. God is the one that appreciates it. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, the savor of the salt is the ability to cure the meat. It's not about just it makes food taste good. Salt is a curing capability. Salt. Brother Lynn, you're the salt of your house. You're the purifying agent that lets your mind be converted to the mind of Christ. You don't speak from Lynn English anymore. You speak from God Almighty now. You have hid the word in your heart so that you never violate that word of God. I tell you, kids, God said he's going to be with us. Hang in there, and you're going to see me dance to him, because I believe in him. I believe he is the Lord. I believe he's the coming King. I believe he's the Messiah. I believe he's the resurrection. I believe he's my forgiveness. I believe he's my glory. I believe he's my power. I believe he's my transformer. I wish some of you men would stand up and give him sacrificial praise. I want this world to see men that are sold out, men that are not giving in, giving up, becoming ritualistic and routine. Woo! Hallelujah! I don't tell anybody because they got the Holy Ghost that they're saved. I don't tell them that they're going to be saved because they get it. You're saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power of God unto salvation. We didn't mean to make mistakes when we told people that. We heard people say that. Now you're saved. I called one of my scholars that's in my life this recently, and I said, I want you to look at this stuff. I said, man, don't you let me get off on some weird path. I'm not going this alone. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. If I don't find ministries that are studying the word and preaching not for hire but for fire, I am in there. I'm not for hire, but I am for fire. I'm going to preach with fire. I'm going to preach with passion. I'm going to preach with purpose. I'm going to move your mind one way or another. You're going to prove to yourself how much you love the word and how much you like what you think about the word. Not interested in going through some little lollygag and dragging ourselves through the world and them wondering if we really got the real thing. They'll know when we got the real thing, when we just keep knocking devils out of our place, when we talk the talk and walk the walk and love the live. Holiness is not something you can make happen. Holiness is part of the transformation. Mind over matter. Now, I just want two or three of you to explain how that mind works. I got that from the smart folks. Those smart folks that are trying to entice us away from Calvary. Telling us we don't need to crucify the flesh every day. Telling us we don't need to revive the spirit every day. Telling us we've got it made. I refuse to buy into that lethargic, lukewarm attitude. Lukewarm is when you can remember hotter days, holier days, victorious days, but you don't have it today. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. You ever spewed spit? Some of you can spit it further than I can spit it when I'm really working. Hello? He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Because I'd rather you have to be spewed out so you could realize where you've been lately rather than you just ease on out. That's what's going to create the revival, is when he spews out the lukewarm that have been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, but they got to have the right song, they got to have the right message before they can shout and dance and talk in tongues. I'm here to tell you, we are. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to the people. They speak directly to the source of all wisdom, of all power, of all glory. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto flesh, but unto God. Only God can hear it when you're talking in tongues. And I don't want it to be rhetoric. I want it to be passion. I'm not doing that for you. I want him to hear me in the middle of this message. I need help. I need wisdom. I need victory. So, is that thing going on its own? Oh, you're doing it? Back it up a couple, please. There you go, right here. So, One person just tell me how what that sensory cortex does. Somebody talk to me about what the temporal lobe does. Hello? So because you don't understand, you're not going to teach your kids English? And because you don't understand the mind of God, you're not going to teach them about God? No, I'm going to teach them how to use their brain by the Spirit. Because the Spirit furnishes the brain, not feelings. You cannot imagine how many people tell me, I just don't feel like that's right. And I know when I feel God, I'll know what I'll feel. What? He said, blindness in part happeneth to us all. He said, the things of God are revealed to us by the Spirit. They are revealed by the Spirit. So when the Spirit gets low, language barriers start. It becomes a frustrating experience to pray. It's just a routine to pray. Howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession with the Father of light, with the Father of wisdom, with the Father of victory, with the Father of the fight of faith. When we speak in the Holy Ghost, I'm not talking about learning how to do a little tongue talking. I'm talking about getting in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I'm talking about coming to the house of God and stirring up the Spirit. And all of a sudden, the glory sweeps over the whole house. And sinners start chilling out. And backsliders start saying, it really is real. It really is happening. The glory of the latter house. Just because I don't understand all about how, when, whatever. What I do understand is he that hungereth and thirsteth after righteousness, say it loud. I mean, stand up and say it loud. No, I mean to the people over in the cheap seat right over there. Somebody say, I shall be filled. Because I am going to worship. I'm not waiting on the preacher to say the right thing. I'm not waiting on the singers to sing the right thing. I came to his house, not their house. I'm in his house. I'm in his presence. His eye is watching over me. Let's get it right. The eye of the Lord roves over the face of the whole earth. Some of your kids can tell where you are right now just by looking at your phone. They see a little dot. Location. And you think those gurus are half as smart as the one who made those guys? He knows where your heart is right now. He knows where your thinking is right now. I got to get out of here. I wish he'd hurry up and get that done so I can get on with big business. Ain't nothing bigger than the church. Nothing more important than getting a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Nothing more important than the renewing of the mind. Lest at any time we should let these things slip. Lest at any time. And one of the most critical times that we let them slip is when the enemy comes around. There ain't but one way to get out of this mess right here. You can start swinging. You can start screaming. Try it. You're in dark, man. You're hemmed in with all kind of weird feelings. Well, I just don't know. I don't feel good about life. What do you mean? You don't feel good about God? Because he is our life. Do you realize how close to heaven we are? Keep the faith. You're saved by the renewing of your faith. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And all of a sudden, once you fight the fight of faith, you just start saying, God, I can't see the way, but I know you are the way, the truth, and the life. And you start lifting your hands, and there's not a good reason in here because nobody's holding out a $100 bill to you, buddy. Start worshiping with all your heart. Start praising him with everything within you, the Bible said. Praise him with a dance. Praise him with a loud voice. Praise him with a shout of triumph. Praise him with a clapping of the hands. And all of a sudden the shackles are going to fall off of you. And blindness is leaving. And darkness is leaving. Because the God of peace is going to climb over every wall. He's going to climb through everything he can. He's going to anoint your eyes with eye salve. He's going to anoint your brain with wisdom. He's going to anoint your hands to teach my hands to war, the man said. Teach my hands to war. Let me tell you how you make war with the devil. Oh, my God, I feel a war over. Somebody say, teach my hands to war. How many of you know how it feels to have somebody just touch you that's meaningful? When God touches you, it don't get any more meaningful. That's what you do when you wrap up your arms around her and she's had the worst week of her life and she feels disappointed, and all of a sudden you stand up and you wrap your arms around her and you say, sweetheart, I don't know what and I don't know how, but what I do know is we serve a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He's not a God that's afar off. He's a God that's close at hand. He is aware of what you're going through. He's aware of how what it's going to take to get you through it, and he's about to give you a revelation that's going to give you victory. I don't know a preacher yet that's perfect. And yours isn't. But I preach to you truth. I preach to you Jesus. And Paul's wrote it this way, or one writer did. He said, lest after I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. God didn't remove that from the word. If he preaches the word, you can thank God. He may not be the greatest guy, but if he preaches Jesus, you're getting the greatest meal. He's still the bread. He's still wisdom. He's still glory. He's still victory. He's still blood and cleansing. He is all in all. So I'm just going to teach my kids, the word never fails. What? Oh, good. Okay. The word never fails. Somebody said the word never fails. Now, he said, be patient. And in your patience, you possess your soul. After you have prayed and received the promise, then do you with patience wait for it? Hello? Water it. Praise is watering the promise. The washing of the water by the word, emphasizing it in worship. Thank you, Lord, for the promise. God, it's impossible for you to lie. It's impossible for you to fail. So, Lord, I'm just going to keep on.
washing and waiting and loving. And I'm going to wash away every doubt with tears. And I'm going to wash away every fear with tears. Because I know in whom I have believed. I am persuaded that he's able. And if he's not able, there's not a heaven anyhow. And if he's not able, there's not a hell anyhow. And there's not a grave that is going to be empty anyhow. Oh yeah, there is already one. What do you mean there's not a grave that's going to be empty? He is the first fruits of the resurrection. He is eternal life. He is the glory of our future. Woo! We don't mind waiting, going overtime with ball games. But when the bread of life is coming right down, it may be two areas down where you're getting bread for tonight and next Wednesday and next Sunday. And he said, in your patience, you possess your soul. Because he said, I promise you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never let you go. You may turn loose of me on your clock, but I'm not going to turn you loose of you on my eternity. You're going to have to walk away from me because I am the everlasting love. I am everlasting mercy. I am everlasting constance. Where is our appetite? That's what we need to assess. What am I really getting up tomorrow for? You got to make a living. Got to pay your bill. But am I getting up to do that? That's what every sinner's doing. I'm getting up tomorrow to serve the Lord. Because if I serve Him, it's impossible that He won't serve me. So we take the initiative. Sow, and the harvest will come up. So the Bible said, sow unto yourselves righteousness. It's right to praise Him anyhow. It's right to hang in there anyhow. He that endureth, say, Pastor, man alive, those guys are going to other places, and they're getting through in 20 minutes, and everybody's happy. Because the Bible said, happy is the man who's walking in the Lord. They have made moments of excitement. Don't get misunderstood with true happiness. Happiness can happen because you get an extra $10 or you find one laying on the side of the road. That can bring a little happiness. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord that's our strength. Happy are these thy people. Happy are these thy people. Happy are these thy people. Why? Because they lived in joy. They lived in victory. They lived in the word. They lived in the process. They lived in it. And so rivers opened for them. And water fell down for them. And rocks spewed water for them. I'm talking, if we really believe God, that really happened. And because it hadn't happened on my clock. I'm not giving up. I've been through some hell. I've had people slice and dice me over and again. I'm giving up on Him. That blood never loses its power. Forgive your neighbor before you ask. I'm not carrying them around in my mind because they did me wrong, song. I'm not carrying their weight around in my mind. Well, I ain't forgiving them. I'm just going to carry them with me so I'll stay good and mad. I'm going to carry what they did to me with me. I'm going to put it on top of my head. Instead of wearing the crown of life, I'm going to wear the crown of death. Because as soon as I get a hold of them like I want to, me and God's going to kill them. Somebody say, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, His flesh. Somebody say, mind over matter. Belief is truly believing the Word. It's not saying, I believe the Word is really God. You don't believe the Word till you practice it. You don't believe in him till you follow him.
Disappear into the sand. We are going to faith it. No, I don't understand everything. But what I do understand is
he came and he became sin that I could become the righteousness of God through that sinful sacrifice. That is no problem for me to take his name, because in his name is fullness of life, joy, peace, righteousness, gentleness, long-suffering. I'm telling you, in his name, there is authority over all the opposite of those things. In his name, there is authority to make you free from the law of sin and death. I'm not going to walk around in jealousy. I've had jealousy before. Has anybody here had jealousy? It paralyzes your brain. When you're living jealous, suffer thyself to be defrauded is a scripture that not many people even quote. You know why? Worry about somebody cheating you. He said, I am abundant life. I will give you not only what you got stolen from you, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to multiply your joy. I'm going to multiply your peace. I don't deal in stingy terms. I am the everlasting joy. I am the everlasting peace. I am the everlasting victory. My victory don't just last for a few days. It's here forever. It's on the morning when the trumpet sounds, when the trump of God shall sound. You're going to find the ocean. I guess we better start terminating this thing. Hit that one more time. Go ahead and get the whole screen up. That's good. There is a significant difference in religion and being born again. Let me quote it to you again. Because it was the greatest fish your pastor ever caught. I was 9 years old when I caught that fish. They gave away a goldfish, which my mother quickly got rid of, for the person, the boy, that could memorize 1 Corinthians 13, first. Other than the fact that I got a goldfish out of it. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, he addresses the Pentecostals first, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, it's no longer symphonic with life. The harmony of joy, righteousness, and peace is not there. It's one day I feel like talking in tongues, and the next week I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like praising. Whoever got into this because of feelings? We got in on knowledge. He said, my people are captivated because of a lack of knowledge, not feelings. You got everybody on your block that's got feelings, and they feel good when the weather's right, and they feel good when the fish is biting, and they feel good when they got a raise, but they don't feel good when they dance and praise the Lord in a dance. But I'm telling you, you got power when you praise him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're fixing to wake our kids up to their future. They're about to see dancing. I'm not talking about knocking plants over. I'm talking about this. You don't have to do any more than that. That's a dance. You don't have to do the watusi. I'm not even sure that's the watusi. I just heard about the watusi and I developed my own catechism for it. Keep your eyes open if you're going to run the aisle. I'm still hating
He's doing for me, and I'm going to dance Him because of you. You made it another week. I don't have to have a feeling. I have to have a knowledge. Mind over matter. Mind over matter. Mind over weary. Mind over loss. Mind over matter. Yes, I lost my cat. Hadn't cried over a lost soul, but I'm crying over a cat. I'm coming to your house. Because He's coming to your house before too many more days. And you want to make sure that you understand the knock of the Spirit as opposed to the lust of the flesh. Yeah. Yeah. You say, Pastor, are you kidding me? No, I am preaching to you a Jesus that said to that man, He said, you knew I was an austere man. Reaping where I sowed. And when there was nothing to reap, I burnt the ground. He's a righteous God. He makes it very clear. Heart, soul, mind, whatsoever thou do, do in the name of Jesus. Pastor, you expect me to do all that tomorrow? No, you hadn't done it in the last 10 years. But you can start. But He said, let me remind you, it's not Him that starts. Yeah, I'll get weary. I'll get tired. I get worn out. I get the feeling like nobody likes me. I get the feeling like nobody wants to hear me again. I get the feeling all of that. No, 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 no. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to hear Him. I know that. I'm not that far away. I'm telling you, there's a lot of places you could be and get by with it. But I know why you're here. You're here to hear from another world, a heaven, a glory. How fast can you run? Hold it right there. I said slow down, both of you. They're going to know y'all the runningest people in the world here. Now, I want you to quote it good and loud. The race is not to the swift.
No, no, no. Come on, your lungs can't say it.
Come up here and help me. Come here and help me preach. My God, God gave me two son-in-laws that are just phenomenal. I say it again.
The race is not to the swift.
No, I know it. I want you to tell the guys running. In your patience, as in your patience, you possess your soul. So there's times to run, and there's a time to fight, and there's a time to rest, and there is a time to talk in tongues, and there is a time. Read Ecclesiastes. There is a time to everything under the sun. Time to rise, a time to go to bed. A time to eat and a time to die. Tell them, I'm going to walk with you, son. I'm going to walk with my other kids. I'm not going to let them try to fight this thing by themselves. I'm going to show them the way. I am going to pave the way. They're going to know the way because I'm going to know Him. And my kids are going to know him through me, because when they see me obey him, they start seeing him and not me, because they know I'm incapable. But when I'm walking with the Master, when I'm walking cleansed by the blood, holiness happens and glory fills the brain.
Now, we got to quit. So, I'm just going to stop right here. But somebody say, mind over matter. When you read Philippians, and don't try to do it all at night, and don't do it when you're tired, read it when you're wanting to receive it. And then go ahead and look up some of those other places where it says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's when you go remind yourself about the Word of God that you might not have done exactly as it should have been. And that's when you lay the pattern out on the table. And you say, now the pattern is this. He forgave his adversaries. He loved the lost. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God by him. He laid down his life. He didn't, they didn't force him. He gave his life. And I'm going to give my life for this city. I'm going to give my life for my kids. I'm getting away from all that lust of the things of the world. I'm going to get a hold of a high desire to read the Word, study the Word, live the Word, praise the name of the Lord in everything. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Don't cheat them out of hearing your praises. Let them go. My wife's dad, she'll tell you, her dad, osteomyelitis, walked through that house with headaches, with stomach aches. He was a manager of A&P. He had all kind of hell breaking loose. He had people trying to steal groceries. He had people trying to give him bad checks. And he had walked through the house in the evening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And every now and then with that peg leg, he'd really get carried away. And he'd get to go running around the church. And his face had almost turned white. And I'm telling you, I watched that man and I knew if he could do it. 13 years old, laid in a body cast for 13 months. Never had the thrill of playing ball like most of us. My dad, scar from right here to here, and a scar from right there to there. Things would happen. People would backslide. I'll never forget one of them so bad, it was terrible. One guy backslid, just left church high and dry and mad. Come back to my dad about a year and a half later. He said, Brother Byer, I want to come home. He said, would you just put me a place on the back seat? He said, if you coming home, you sit on the front bench. So he dyed his hair and tried to act like a young man and sat on the front bench. But I watched that dad of mine forgive guys that lied, that cheated, that did all kind of stuff, that tried to rattle his canoe. Y'all better play some music. I got to go home. I was trained. You forgive everybody before they ask. You don't wait till they come around and and I guarantee you, this boy right here, raised in the Christian church over here on the 24th Street, 20th. This is what he would do. Forgive them before they ask. That didn't happen when he got here. He said, son, I don't have a clue who taught you all this stuff. But I know one thing, I'm enjoying the dividends of it. And my daughter is appreciating the fire out of it. Now, she won't ever handle you rough. Uh-oh. But if she does, y'all know I'm right in the middle of my house right now. We know that life happens. Would you get up again? Would you praise him anyhow? He said people do him wrong on the job. Have you? Can you praise him anyhow tonight? He's looking for somebody that'll praise him regardless. Would there be anybody else that would join this man? This Hakandayalabahaya. If you feel like talking in tongues tonight, don't you hold it back. Howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries, for the Spirit itself is about to make intercession with the source of life. Sing it. I can remember when we used to stay till midnight in order to have revival. This altar's open.
By the word,
you're not going to be counted pitiful or anything if you don't want to come. That's not the point.
I'm an overcomer.
It just may be that somebody is wanting to put a sacrifice on the altar.
Overcomer.
And let the fire consume it one more time.
By the blood of the Lamb. Testimony, overcomer. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word.
Bible said, pray ye one for another.
Testimony.
You don't have to get real close, just touch their hand or their shoulder. But brothers, pray for brothers. Pray for your wife. Pray for your sister. It's a time where two and three agree as to touching any one thing. In my name, with faith believing, we are going to have a revival.
I can lift my hands and say, oh, thank you for your grace. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, overcomer. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. He saved me, and my God, he rescued me. He set me free. Ever since I've been changed, I've never been the same. Ooh. I can lift my hands and say,
oh, there's an awesome revival breaking out.
Overcomer.
I want you to stretch forth your hand to my wife and I right now. We're going to stand right here in the altar. I'm telling you, we're pledged. We're going to re-pledge ourselves tonight. Just stretch forth your hand and say, Pastor, don't quit. And tell God, don't let him get out from under the harness.
Overcome. More than a conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion. I walk in authority. I've been washed in the blood. I'm kept by his love. I'm filled with the Spirit. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm freed. Yes, Jesus gave me the victory. Overcome. Conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion.
Let's all just praise him.
I walk in authority.
Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for hearing our prayer.
Filled with Spirit, by his stripes I'm healed.
Church,
I'm free.
Hold on just a minute. I just want my wife to pray one little simple prayer over you. I don't want her to get carried away. I just want her to pray a simple heartbeat prayer.
God, we praise your excellent greatness tonight. And I thank you for this church, for these people who faithfully serve you, people that honor you with their lives. I pray that great blessing will be upon their lives physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your power and your anointing will be with us every day as we minister to those people that make up our world. We are their light. We are to show forth praises of you who has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
All you people, and then let's be dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Keep the faith, keep the fire, and let's let the torch burn.